This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 525, IELTS hero Nikolai and his nines.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet our student, Nikolai, and learn how much heroic effort and practice you need to raise your IELTS scores beyond what is necessary. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Happy February. We're still in February. We have an awesome, awesome guest today. Listen up so you can learn how to get the highest scores on IELTS. What kind of work does it take? We have a special student guest, Nikolai. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, sure, of course. Hi, everyone. My name is Nikolai, and I'm from Russia, from Moscow.
Awesome. Yeah. And why did you take IELTS, Nikolai?
Well, basically, I took IELTS, like general trading, so which is for immigration. And so I wanted to, like, my initial goal was to immigrate to Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's still your goal, or has it changed?
Well, it is still the goal.
Okay.
Yeah. And but at the same time, I'm thinking about taking the academic version of IELTS, like, because maybe I will also consider, like, entering kind of university or any other program. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
but awesome.
Yeah.
well, we can help you with that too.
I know that, all the general
and academic. No problem. We got you, Nikolai. We got you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about your experience with IELTS. How many times did you take the exam?
So actually, that was my fourth attempt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's so nervous to say if they took IELTS multiple times. And you know what? Like, almost everyone has to take IELTS multiple times. It's not easy, you know? Okay, so let's talk about this experience. When you first took the IELTS exam, how did you prepare for that?
Well, actually, I didn't know much about it. And so basically, we, like, here in Moscow, we have several kind of schools or something that they are kind of specializes on, you know, preparing for IELTS, for TOEFL, for different exams.
Yeah.
So I just Googled it and got the top result and applied for the course, and which turned out not really, like, disappointing, but kind of disappointing because
funny, like, you're trying so hard not to be negative, like, you're
they do something, at least, like, they do prepare. But in case if you need, like, really high score, and in my particular case, I do really need a high score because I don't have any, like, this, you know, Canadian immigration system kind of, like, it's pretty complicated. And if you're, like, going from completely from abroad, like, without any Canadian work experience or Canadian education or something, so you have to do, like, you have to be really like good at something. And English in particular, you have to demonstrate a really high score, which is like required to be like 8 in listening and 7 in everything else.
So would you say that the course you took in that school was good enough for like 6s, just sort of like, so you know the exam, you could do okay?
Well, like, you totally got it right. So for 6 or maybe like 4, 6.5 in some abilities, or maybe I don't know, like for, because we all have different, you know, like talents in different cases, like in some is good at like writing, some good at speaking, some good at something else, I don't know, reading, and but you have to have like all of those abilities like really strong, and especially writing was so painful for me.
Okay, so what were your like initial scores on IELTS? What did you get originally?
So originally it wasn't bad, like too bad. I had like I got 7 in listening, which is not enough, but still 7 in reading, 6.5. Or I think it was 6.5 in writing and 7.5 in speaking. So
That's good.
That's good, but not good enough, you know.
But not good enough. Okay, so at this point, you're a band away in listening. You're half a band away in writing. So what did you decide to do? Did you just like try to take the test again, or did you try preparing in a different way?
Well, it was, so one of the problems, actually, like one of the problems, with those, like, courses was that it was just, you know, like introduction to IELTS or something like that. So I just got it. And I realized it during the exam, like, surprise.
You're like, this is not what I was expecting.
Yeah, exactly. So like, well, maybe it's good to know like about the strategies, but still you have to be really well prepared to get the score, the real score. It was like, you know, maybe my, as we can name it, like real estimate in English is close to those band scores, but still, you have to practice more and more and more, and to realize and to not to get frustrated of all the side information, but just to focus on what is necessary, right?
So what do you mean, like, the side information? Like, what kind of information might distract students from what they should be doing?
Well, speaking of those courses as well, we had like one group of mixed class of academics and general, which is, you know, like pretty weird.
No, I think that's normal in schools, though. I think that often happens because it's hard for schools to get enough students to have like a whole general class, maybe. So they always add them in with the academic students.
Yeah, well, probably. But still, you know, they're pretty expensive, those courses, and I don't know, like, it was, like, the class was packed, and one of the, you know, like, those, I don't know, good things about, you know, going to this class was because our teacher was a real IELTS examiner, like, a current IELTS examiner at one of our IELTS centers. And so, speaking of expertise, you know, he got one. Anyway, but still, being an examiner and a teacher at the same time, like, it's not the same, right? So you have to be like, well, you're aware about the score, band score, the criteria, and all the stuff, but then you have to do something to make people know about that, like to explain them, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So that's a really good point though. It's like in a lot of universities, right? These professors are definitely experts in their field, but that doesn't make them good teachers. It's one thing to have all the information in your mind, but to actually know how to communicate that information and help someone else to understand, those are totally different skills.
Totally. And one of the problems was with writing was that I'm not a bad writer, you know, I can create some kind of, you know, letter, I can write an essay and do it with a good language and nice and all this stuff. But
he always shows up. He's a constant guest on the show. Welcome back, Ozzy.
Yeah. Yeah,
no. Oh gosh. Okay, so with writing, you were capable, but you still needed that extra IELTS push, right? How do you take your knowledge and your talent already and form it to get that 7 or higher in writing? So you felt like maybe there was a bit of a gap there.
Yeah, and at the same time, I was always running out of work, actually I always wrote more than enough, 300 words or even more, because I was why not? It's going to be a good essay. Why not? I can do that. So and I always ended up, running out of time and couldn't even check it properly. And the other thing that I have a really, I don't know if it's a proper word, really broad, handwriting or something huge letters, huge words.
So you would go through a couple answer sheets or something.
Totally, almost two of them, from each side. You know, it's hard to be.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, it's kind of crazy, and I was like, oh my god, I have to stop writing now and start checking. How can I rip it up?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's move forward with the IELTS timeline a little bit. So at what point did you decide that you needed 3 Keys IELTS?
Right after that. So I just realized that because I was a listener of the podcast all this time, because I was, kind of surrounding myself with all the information about IELTS, about how to do this.
Yeah.
And I was already a listener, but initially I decided I will finish with this course. I will check it out. I will check how it might help me or not. And then I decide what to do next. And then it was clear that it was not enough. It was really a waste of time because it took me, I don't know, almost 3 months, to complete those courses. What for? Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a long time, man. And those courses are so pricey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. And I wish I, had known at that time, that I had to practice more, all the time. It's not necessarily, you check this strategy. Now practice. Don't stop. Don't wait for the class to come up, in a couple of three days. another lesson.
Totally. That's a huge value of studying online, no matter what you're studying, as long as the course comes with some sort of schedule, right?
Exactly.
I think there are a lot of online courses that and not just for IELTS, for anything. There's a lot of online courses that don't have time recommendations or suggestions for how to organize your time. And that's hard to get motivated because then it's just like that information is always there and it's hard to know when to access it or how much to do at any given time. As long as you have, you know, 24/7 access and a way to organize that so you know when to do it and how much time, that's what you need. And like you said, consistency is necessary. When you learn the reading strategies, it's you can't just stop there and be like, okay, I'm ready for the test now.
Exactly.
Like you have to apply them. So guys, if you are in our course or doing whatever IELTS class, as soon as you finish learning one module, right, like one skill, you've learned all those strategies, you need to start applying them to test practice immediately, right? So as you move through the study plan, guys, you need to add that. You need to add that test practice. Okay. So obviously you're here because you got really good scores. That's usually why we have students on the show. So Nikolai, do you want to share your most recent IELTS scores?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, say it loud and say it proud, Nikolai.
Yeah, well, I am so proud of myself and all this time, you know. So
you should be.
Yeah, for now, I got this 9 in listening, 9 in reading. Yeah. 8 in speaking and 7 in writing. Oh, thank God I got 7 in writing.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Yeah.
You got like way above. Okay, wait, let me ask. So you got above what you needed. Do you get more points for immigration because you got like higher scores?
Yeah, a little bit. So everything counts. Like it's a huge gap between this, you know, this half a band score is huge, like totally. And you have to be like above all of 7 or you're not getting like 50 points or something. So it's so huge.
That's a big difference, man.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Holy.
But now I get like extra maybe 5 or 7 points, but which is still good. Like, you know, why not?
Anything helps, man.
Yeah.
I know, you're not going to like turn those points down. You're not going to be like, no, I don't need those. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Keep them.
You just give them to someone else. Just donate your points to charity.
Exactly.
Okay. But so those were your most recent scores, right? But you had to go through a bit of a process to get those. It's not like you just learned the strategies from us and then you got the scores right away. It took you a couple times still, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Hello, lovely and wonderful IELTS candidates. If you want to be just like Nikolai and get even higher than the scores you need, which who doesn't want to get the highest score possible? Become a 3 Keys IELTS student today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. See you in there. So let's talk about that because I think there are a lot of students within that situation, you know, and it can be disheartening to think that, okay, I've prepared and I'm still not there. Like I still didn't get the scores I needed. So what kept you motivated? I mean, how were you able to keep improving?
You know what? It's really hard. Like it is hard because you never know.
Yeah.
So now when, you know, we're talking and I'm so proud of myself, you're proud of me, everybody's, you know, happy. It's easy to talk like about it, but when you don't know anything of this, so you're just, you know, like constantly, studying, doing something, reading, don't know, watching movies, trying to speak, to improve your language. And you never know, like, when this day of this new scores, like, come. You never know.
Right.
So you just have to keep practicing, like, all the time. I don't know, like, I think I maybe did, like, 50 listening tests.
Oh my gosh. No, totally.
Like, I try to do them every single day, like during a couple of months or something like that, except for days off, like, you know, when you have to relax a little bit, not to overthink it and all the stuff. But still, as you mentioned on your course, like during videos, you have to practice to get used to the rhythm, to the some kind of, you know, like this you cannot even realize what it is, but just you're getting used to IELTS, so like to this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All IELTS exams sound the same. Like, if you were not an English speaker at all and you just, like, listened to a bunch of IELTS exams, they would all sound alike. The where the answers come, the certain stress, the emphasis, how long they talk for, the rhythm, intonation. Regardless of accent, there's going to be British and American. Yeah, we got that. But even with the different accents, they still maintain the same sort of vocabulary. It is standardized, right?
Yeah.
It's called a standardized English test. So that means it's always kind of the same.
Yeah.
So guys, that is important to know.
And it's totally the same. Like, sometimes you don't even, like, you can miss the word, but you know exactly that you missed the answer.
Right, yeah, because you're like, oh, an answer should be coming now. Yeah. I didn't get it. Okay. No, totally. Like, they'll come at sort of regular intervals.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to sit there and listen for 5 minutes with no answers coming. So
exactly.
you get the answer rhythm.
Yeah,
that's
the
so funny.
Stress, like the answer, pauses,
totally.
Stress, like those distractors, they're getting like funny, you know, like from when you're kind of, you know, so experienced in those listening, and it's like, oh, yeah, well, what is your name? Like, my name is Jane. Is it Jane like with Jane? No, it's Jane. Oh, I got it with Jane. Okay, like,
right.
And you know
no,
when the
totally.
Answer
Exactly. Those distractors and, you know, and it's not just IELTS, any test, because I've written a bunch of different kinds of tests and the distractors are always the same, you know? So that's why it's a benefit for me creating the material for you guys, because I got some trade secrets going here. So I can tell you what the tricks are, you know, how the reading test tries to distract you and how the listening test does the same. So we always have those like rookie mistakes type things at the end of each module, right?
Totally.
Just to give you the extra push ahead from what other students might know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break down these scores a little bit here. Okay.
Okay.
Listening and reading nines?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, how? How did you do that?
Just practicing all the time. Like, it's all about practicing, but the important thing before any practice, you have to learn the strategies and to get really familiar with them. And but they're just, you know, it's kind of something necessary to get into the practice. Because without them, like, it's kind of pointless because you don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, you're doing the wrong way or running out of time or something.
Exactly. It seems like the testing information, those strategies, is really most of what you needed. If you already got sevens before on listening and reading, like, you were understanding. Like, you could understand, you know, what you saw or what you heard for the most part. So really it was just getting to know the test and then applying it again and again 50 times.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, like, in reading, it was first, when I first, like, got into reading, I was, like, terrified. Like, what is all this? Like,
oh,
those texts are so hard. Like, I cannot get anything. Like something about beavers or spiders or I don't know. Like,
they're so random.
Yeah, like biodiversity.
Like, how to build
what?
Right. I know. I've seen stuff on like dung beetles and like igloos. Yeah. That, like, it's just, you never know. It's so random. Yeah. So again, like, just strategies. That's the only thing you can control before the reading exam, is just knowing how to find the answers, regardless of how weird the topic might be. Because yeah, they can get really specialized, and IELTS isn't supposed to be specialized, guys. But how could you have a whole reading passage that wasn't, right? Like, it would be impossible to write a whole article with no specialist information. So that's kind of misleading. You have to have those strategies to fall back on. When you finished your last exam, did you feel like you got those nines? Like, did you were just like totally confident?
Not at all, because you like, no, because I was so, you know, it's kind of really stressful test, and I'm that kind of person, like, you know, freaking out when something is important going on.
For sure. Yeah, no, and, I would be too. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the other reason that I had to be really well prepared and to get through all this. And actually, this, you know, anti-anxiety course was also useful for myself, like to, you know, like to little bit calm myself down, like, during this stuff, because I'm, sometimes I can freak out so much that I cannot even hear, like, you know, like, you have to be concentrated on listening, but you're constantly like, oh my God, is that listener? Is it already started? Like, what is going on?
Like, five answers have already gone by, and you're still, like, inside your own head being like, okay, this is scary. What's gonna, I can't get the answers. And then all of a sudden, like, it's over.
Yeah. And like, oh, what will happen if I like cannot like pass this time? Okay, you don't have to think about it right now. Think about the test right now.
No, totally. Yeah. Okay, and then the speaking. So you got an 8 on speaking.
Yeah.
Did you feel good about that performance after talking to the examiner, or were you still quite anxious about it?
No, but I wasn't really worried about the speaking, actually, because my initial score like was 8. Then once I got 7.5, and then I got 8.5, and this time I got 8 again. So I was more or less confident that like it's supposed to be better than 7. So
you're like, that's fine. I got that.
Yeah.
But the writing was a big worry for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That was because I couldn't, you know, the funny thing that I had, I couldn't realize what was wrong, because I constantly got 6.5, 6.5, 6.5. And like, okay, like that was 3 different exams, 3 different, like, writings.
Oh.
And I cannot understand what I'm doing wrong. Like, what is going on? And then I finally like realized that sometimes you have to really be focused, to focus on the question, to answer the question.
I'm so glad you said that. That has come up a few times in episodes this past month with students who have done well in writing. And the common advice here is that, guys, stop getting hung up on what kind of essay, or, you know, just trying to define it, trying to sort of second guess what's happening. Just focus on the question.
Exactly.
Just answer the question. So, like, is that what you felt like was that half band difference that you needed, was just letting go a little bit, just focusing on the question and less on strategies or analyzing, or like what made up that half band difference for you?
Yeah, well, it's totally, you know, focusing on the question itself.
Awesome.
Like, yeah, to just clearly understand what the task is, so
to,
to meet the test requirement, and then
right.
The other thing I would say, like, is just to, previously I didn't realize that you basically should, if you want a really good score, you have to use complex sentences, but not like, I don't know, like, to not, I mean, complex sentences, but not really complex.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, complicated, no, I got you. Or something overthinking, exactly. Like, I don't know, really long without, you know.
It's inevitable, Nikolai. Yeah. Whenever students try to make their sentences really long, there are just more mistakes.
Exactly.
And then that doesn't only detract from your grammar score. That can detract in other categories as well, because then that prevents clarity,
yeah.
Right? If the sentences are too complicated, then your ideas are not clear either.
Yeah.
Anything that makes the examiner have to stop reading and go back and read the sentence a couple times to understand it, that's going to hold you back from a 7,
yeah.
Right? If you want a 7 or higher, the examiner just has to read from start to finish, no problem, like not having to,
yeah,
go back at all.
And if they can also, basically your cohesion and coherence like score goes down, which is not good.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. None of your, you don't want any of your scores to go down. Okay, Nicolette, this is on the longer side of our episodes. You have been amazing. You've given us so much good information. Do you have any last words of wisdom or piece of advice for future IELTS test takers out there?
Just one thing, like, guys, don't give up. Just keep
yeah.
going, keep doing this. You'll get those scores, like you'll overcome all the anxieties and all the stuff. So it's
totally,
you can do this basically, because even if you think you're kind of, you know, like it's too much, it's too stressful, I'm giving up. No, don't do that, because you will do this.
It's
awesome. It's totally, like, it can be done.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Nikolai. That's great advice. I loved having you on today, and the fact that you can be honest about the failures and the successes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because everybody can identify with that. Sure, some people get the scores they need the first time, but not a lot. It's
yeah.
hard. The test is really hard. So guys, it is hard, but you can do it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Anybody can do it if you have the motivation like Nikolai, the will to work hard like Nikolai, and of course, the strategy. So guys, if you're ready to work hard just like Nikolai, get past this IELTS exam for good, feel the relief instead of the anxiety, get into our course, the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. We have some new packages open, guys, so check those out. And also, you can see all the amazing scores just like Nikolai's on our page. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, Nikolai, let's wrap up. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and best of luck in your future.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jessica, and thank you for having me. And it's a pleasure, like, it's a pleasure talking to you. It was a pleasure to be a part of the community of the course. So, yeah, thank
awesome.
You so much for all your help.
Our pleasure, our pleasure. Thanks, Nikolai. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.